In this story, the Buddha talks about how to tend water buffaloes and introduces Swasti to the community.
The Buddha had a relaxed yet majestic air, like that of a lion prince. His eyes filled with loving compassion as he looked out over the assembly. When his eyes came to rest on Swasti and Rahula, the Buddha smiled and began to speak. Today, I wish to tell you about the work of tending water buffaloes. What a good buffalo boy must know and what he must be able to do. A boy who cares well for water buffaloes is a boy who easily recognizes each buffalo under his care, knows the characteristics and tendencies of each one, knows how to scrub them, care for their wounds, chase mosquitoes away with smoke, find safe paths for them to walk, love them, find safe and shallow places for them to cross the river, seek fresh grass and water for them, preserve the grazing meadows, and let the older buffaloes serve as good models for the younger ones. Listen, bhikkhus, just as a buffalo boy recognizes each of his own buffaloes, a bhikkhu recognizes each of the essential elements of his own body. Just as a buffalo boy knows the characteristics and tendencies of each buffalo, a bhikkhu knows which actions of body, speech, and mind are worthy and which are not. Just as a buffalo boy scrubs his animals clean, a bhikkhu must cleanse his mind and body of desires, attachments, anger, and aversions. As he spoke, the Buddha's eyes did not leave Swasti. Swasti felt that he himself was the source of the Buddha's words. He recalled how, years before, while sitting at the Buddha's side, the Buddha would ask him to describe in detail his work of tending water buffaloes. How else could a prince raised in a palace know so much about buffaloes? Though the Buddha spoke in a normal voice, each sound rose clear and distinct, and no one missed a word. Just as a buffalo boy cares for his buffalo's wounds, a bhikkhu watches over his sixth sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, so that they do not become lost in dispersion. Just as a buffalo boy protects his buffaloes from mosquito bites by building fires to create smoke, the bhikkhu uses the teaching of becoming awake to show those around him how to avoid the afflictions of body and mind. Just as the boy finds a safe path for the buffaloes to walk, the bhikkhu avoids those paths that lead to desire for fame, wealth, and sexual pleasure, places such as taverns and theaters. Just as a buffalo boy loves his buffaloes, the bhikkhu cherishes the joy and peace of meditation. As the boy finds a safe, shallow place in the river for the buffaloes to cross, the bhikkhu relies on the Four Noble Truths to negotiate this life. As the boy finds fresh grass and water for his buffaloes, the bhikkhu knows that the four establishments of mindfulness are the nourishment leading to liberation. As the boy preserves the fields by not overgrazing them, the bhikkhu is careful to preserve the relationships with the nearby community as he begs offerings. As the boy lets the older buffaloes serve as models for the younger ones, the bhikkhu depends on the wisdom and experience of their elders. O bhikkhus, a bhikkhu who follows these 11 points will attain arahatship in the span of 6 years' practice. Svasti listened in astonishment. The Buddha had remembered everything he had told him 10 years before and was able to apply each detail to a bhikkhu's practice. Though Svasti knew the Buddha was teaching the entire assembly of monks, he also had the distinct impression that the Buddha was addressing him directly. The young man's eyes did not wander even once from the Buddha's countenance. These were words to hold in one's heart. Of course, there were terms such as six sense organs, 4 noble truths, 4 establishments of mindfulness, which Svasti did not yet understand. He would ask Rahula later to explain these terms, but he knew he understood the essential meaning of the Buddha's words. Buddha continued to speak. He told the assembly about choosing a safe path for the buffaloes to walk. If the path was overgrown with thorns, the buffaloes would get cuts, which could become infected. If the buffalo boy did not know how to take care of wounds, his buffaloes could become feverish and even die. Practicing the way was the same. If a bhikkhu did not find a proper path, he could become wounded in mind and body. Greed and anger could further poison his wounds until they grew so infected that the way to enlightenment became hindered. The Buddha paused. He motioned for Svasti to come up and stand beside him. Svasti stood with his palms joined, while Buddha, smiling, introduced Svasti to the assembly. 10 years ago, I met Svasti in the forest near Gaya, just before I realized the way. He was then 11 years old. It was Svasti who gathered armfuls of kusa grass, which I used for a cushion to sit beneath a Bodhi tree. Everything I have taught about water buffaloes, I learned from him. I knew he was a good buffalo boy, and I know he will be a fine bhikkhu. Everyone's eyes were on Svasti, and he could feel his ears and cheeks tingling and becoming very red. The men all joined their palms and bowed to him, and he bowed back to them. The Buddha then concluded the Dharma talk by asking Rahula to recite the 16 methods of conscious breathing. Rahula stood, placed his palms together, and recited each method in a voice as bright and clear as a bell. When he finished, he bowed to the community, and the Buddha stood up and slowly walked back to his hut. After he did so, all the monks in the assembly took their own cushions and walked slowly to their own spot in the forest.